الحمد لله رب العالمين، له النعمة وله الفضل وله الثناء الحسن، صلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين. الله أسأل أن يوفقنا لما يحبه ويرضاه وأن يحسن لنا الختام. نكمل من حيث كنا وصلنا. Let us continue from where we stopped. قال المؤلف رحمه الله: معنى القدر والإيمان به. ننتقل إلى فصل جديد عنوانه معنى القدر والإيمان به. Let's move to a new chapter which the title is The Meaning of Al-Qadr and the Belief in It. قال بعض العلماء: القدر هو تدبير الأشياء على وجه مطابق لعلم الله الأزلي ومشيئته الأزلية، فيوجدها في الوقت الذي علم أنها تكون فيه. Some scholars said القدر is to manage things according to the eternal knowledge of Allah and the eternal will of Allah. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala creates things at the time that He knew eternally that it will exist, they will exist at it. القدر يأتي ويستعمل القدر ويراد به صفة الله التقدير، ويستعمل القدر ويراد به المقدور، أي ما يحصل بتقدير الله الأزلي، المخلوق الذي يوجد بتقدير الله الأزلي. The term القدر is used in more than one meaning. القدر is used to mean the eternal attribute of Allah, التقدير. And it is used to mean the created matter that occurs by the qadr of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. At-taqdir ma'nahu at-tadbir. Tadbir al-ashya' ala wafqi mashi'ati Allah al-azaliyya wa ilmihi al-azali. The attribute of Allah at taqdir means to manage things according to the eternal knowledge and eternal will of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. بعبارة أخرى، التقدير جعل كل شيء على ما هو عليه. جعل كل شيء على ما هو عليه. In other words, التقدير means to give everything the status on which this thing is. To make everything the way they are. To make things the way they are. In other words, this is the meaning of the eternal attribute of Allah, التقدير. أما القدر بمعنى المقدور، معناه المخلوق الذي يحدث بتقدير الله. As for al-qadr, in the meaning of as for the other meaning of al-qadr, it refers to the created things that occur by the taqdeer of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. كما جاء في الحديث الإيمان أن تؤمن بالقدر خيره وشره الذي منه خير وشر هو المقدور، يعني أن تؤمن بأن كل ما يحصل في هذا العالم من خير وشر هو بتقدير الله تبارك وتعالى. أليس في حديث الإيمان وأن تؤمن بالقدر خيره وشره؟ As it is mentioned in the hadith pertaining to the essential matters of the belief, when Jibreel came to the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام and asked him to define the belief for him so the people would listen and benefit. And the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said, الإيمان أن تؤمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله واليوم الآخر وبالقدر خيره وشره. In this hadith, at the end of this statement, there is the statement to believe in al-qadr, to believe that everything occurs by that every created matter which occurs by the qadr of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, whether this matter is good or bad. In this hadith, the term used to refer to the created matters, whether good or bad, is al-qadr. So it refers here to the created thing that occurs by the will of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. فَيَدْخُلُ فِي ذَلِكَ عَمَلُ الْعَبْدِ الْخَيْرِ وَالشَّرِ بِاخْتِيَارِهِ. So this includes the good deeds and the bad deeds that one does willingly. يعني أن ما يعمله الإنسان من الخير باختياره فهو بتقدير الله، وما يعمله من الشر باختياره فهو أيضا بتقدير الله. Which means what one does, the good deeds that one does intentionally occur by the will of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, they occur by the qadr of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and the bad deeds that one does intentionally also occur by the qadr of Allah تبارك وتعالى. فكلا الأمرين الخير والشر يحصلان بتقدير الله. So both matters, good and evil, occur by the تقدير of Allah تبارك وتعالى. وهذا من الله تبارك وتعالى ليس قبيحا. وَإِنْ كَانَ مِنَ الْعَبْدِ مِنْهُمَ هُوَ قَبِيحٌ. This is saying that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, saying that both good and evil occur with the qadr of Allah, is not dispraising Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Although when we say about someone that he did a bad deed, this would be dispraising him. But saying about Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that both good and evil occur with his qadr is not displeasing Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. هذا كمال في حق الله. This is an attribute of perfection of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. أليس الأعيان الخبيثة والأعيان الطيبة الله تعالى هو خلقها؟ هو لا يكون هذا قولنا هذا ليس ذما لله سبحانه وليس قبيحا من الله. Don't we say that the good entities are created by Allah and the bad entities are created by Allah? Yes. Would that be displeasing Allah? No. Allah is the one who created the prophets, the angels and the devils. Allah هو الذي خلق الأنبياء والملائكة والشياطين. وهذا لا يكون ذما لله تبارك وتعالى ولا نقصا في حقه. Saying that is not displeasing Allah تبارك وتعالى, and this is not an attribute of imperfection. Likewise, saying that Allah is the one who created good and evil, good and evil occur with the qadr of Allah, is not imperfection and is not displeasing Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. وَيَدُلُّ عَلَيْهِ قَوْلُ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ إِلَى جِبْرِيلِ حِينَ سَأَلَهُ عَنِ الْإِيمَانِ الإيمان أن تؤمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله واليوم الآخر وتؤمن بالقدر خيره وشره, رواه مسلم. ومعناه أن المخلوقات التي قدرها الله تعالى وفيها الخير والشر وجدت بتقدير الله الأزلي, وأما تقدير الله الذي هو صفة ذاته فهو لا يوصف بالشر, بل تقدير الله للشر الكفر والمعصية وتقديره للإيمان والطاعة حسن منه وليس قبيحا. So as we said, as it is mentioned in the hadith of Jibreel, both good and evil occur with the will of Allah تبارك وتعالى. Now we say that good and evil occur by the qadr of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. We say that the doings of the slave are of two types, good and bad. We do not say about the attribute of Allah ta'ala that it is partially good and partially bad. فعل العبد للقبيح قبيح. For the slave to do the bad thing, the bad deed, is bad. تقدير الله للقبيح من العبد ليس قبيحا. As for Allah willing for the slave to do the bad deed, for Allah having, for the, it is not considered, is not bad. So, willing for Allah to will for the slave to do the bad deed is not bad. Rather we say the qadr of Allah, the attribute of Allah of al-qadr is hasan, good. That's what we say. فإرادة الله تعالى نافذة في جميع مراداته على حسب علمه بها، يعني أن إرادة الله تعالى نافذة في كل ما شاء حصوله، يعني أن كل ما شاء الله حصوله لا بد أن يحصل، لا يتخلف ذلك. كل ما علم الله أنه يحصل شاء أن يحصل ولا يتخلف ذلك. مشيئة الله نافذة، لا يمنع نفاذها شيء. So the will of Allah تبارك وتعالى is fulfilled. Whatever Allah Ta'ala willed to be shall be according to the knowledge of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Which means, whatever Allah knew eternally that it will exist, it exists. Allah willed for it to exist, and it exists as Allah willed for it, and no one, nothing can stop that from taking place. فما علم كونه أراد كونه في الوقت الذي يكون فيه. Whatever Allah knew eternally, it exists, Allah willed for it to exist at the time that He knew it will take place. وما علم أنه لا يكون لم يرد أن يكون. And whatever Allah knew that it does not exist, Allah did not will for it to exist. كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، ما شاء الله كان وما لم يشأ لم يكن. Just as the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said, ما شاء الله كان وما لم يشأ لم يكن, which means whatever Allah willed to be shall be, and whatever Allah did not will to be shall not be. وهذه الكلمة أجمع عليها المسلمون سلفهم وخلفهم. This is a statement that all the Muslims say. All the Muslims since the time of the companions up till nowadays, they say it. ما شاء الله كان وما لم يشأ لم يكن. فلا يحدث في العالم شيء إلا بمشيئته. Nothing occurs in this universe except by the will of Allah. ولا يصيب العبد شيء من الخير أو الشر إلا بمشيئته. The slave, يعني لا يفعل العبد شيئا من الخير أو الشر إلا بمشيئة الله. The slave does not do a good deed or a bad deed except by the will of Allah تبارك وتعالى. ولا يصيبه من غيره خير أو شر إلا بمشيئة الله. And one is not inflicted by others with a good thing or a bad thing except by the will of Allah تبارك وتعالى. وكذلك الصحة والمرض والفقر والغنى وغير ذلك لا يحصل إلا بمشيئة الله تعالى. Likewise, being in a good health, being sick, being rich, being poor, and other than that, does not occur except by the will of Allah تبارك وتعالى. Do not occur except by the will of Allah تبارك وتعالى. ولا يخطئ العبد شيء قدر الله وشاء أن يصيبه. يعني ما شاء الله أن يصيب العبد لا بد أن يصيبه، لا يتخلف ذلك، لا يحصل خلافه. Whatever Allah willed for one to have or to happen shall happen. Without any exception. فقد ورد أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم علم بعض بناته ما شاء الله كان وما لم يشأ لم يكن، رواه أبو داود في السنن، ثم تواتر واستفاض بين أفراد الأمة. أبو داود narrated in his book As-Sunan that the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام taught one of his daughters, her name is Zainab, to say ما شاء الله كان وما لم يشأ لم يكن. Then later this statement was spread among the nation from the time of the companions up till nowadays, as was mentioned. وذلك لأن الله تبارك وتعالى لو كان يقع في ملكه ما لا يشاء لكان عاجزا والعاجز لا يكون إلها. This is so because had anything had it been the case that anything would occur in this universe without the will of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then or against the will of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then this would mean that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is weak, and the weak one wouldn't be God. لذلك لم يختلف أهل السنة في هذه الكلمة. This is why all the Muslims did not disagree about this statement. ما شاء الله كان وما لم يشأ لم يكن. Whatever Allah willed to be shall be, and whatever Allah did not will to be shall not be. وروى البيهقي رحمه الله تعالى عن سيدنا علي رضي الله عنه أنه قال إن أحدكم لن يخلص الإيمان إلى قلبه، يعني لا يتم الإيمان، لا يتحصل الإيمان في قلبه، لن يخلص الإيمان إلى قلبه، لا يتم الإيمان في قلبه، لا يتحصل له الإيمان في قلبه، حتى يعتقد جازما يقينا غير شك، من غير أي شك بالمرة، أن ما أصابه لم يكن ليخطئه، وما أخطأه لم يكن ليصيبه، ويقر بالقدر كله. لا يكون مؤمنا حتى يستيقن في قلبه من غير أي شك أن ما أصابه ما كان ليخطئه، يعني ما أصابه فقد أصابه لأن الله شاء له ذلك، وما شاءه الله لا بد أن يحصل، وما أخطأه لم يكن ليصيبه، وأن ما لم يصل إليه فهذا لأن الله تعالى ما شاء أن يصل إليه، وما لم يشأ الله أن يحدث لا يحدث، حتى يستيقن بذلك من غير شك، ويقر بالقدر كله، أي ويؤمن بأن كل شيء يحصل بتقدير الله تبارك وتعالى، فلا يجوز أن يؤمن ببعض القدر ويكفر ببعض. البيهقي narrated from Al-Imam Ali رضي الله عنه that he said one of you wouldn't be really a believer until he believes firmly in his heart without any doubt that whatever reached him was never to miss him, and whatever missed him was never to reach him, and until one believes that everything without an exception occurs by the qadr of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, which means It is not permissible for one to believe that some things occur with the will of Allah and some other things occur without the will of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. هذا الأثر عن سيدنا علي يدل على أن من كان لا يؤمن بالقدر فليس مؤمنا. This statement of Al-Imam Ali shows clearly that the one who does not believe in Al-Qadr, that everything occurs by the will of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, is not a believer. Labbaik. Which part? And whatever missed the person, it was never to reach him. Is this what you are asking about? And whatever reached the person was never to miss him. And to believe that everything that occurs, occurs with the will of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, without any exception. وروى أيضا يعني البيهقي رحمه الله بالإسناد الصحيح أن عمر بن الخطاب كان بالجابية. البيهقي also narrated with a صحيح chain of narrators that our master Umar ibn al-Khattab was in an area called الجابية وهي أرض من الشام, and it is an area in Ash-Sham, a place in the area of Ash-Sham. فقام خطيبا, هذا عندما كان سيدنا عمر خليفة. This is when our master Umar was a caliph. ذهب إلى بلاد الشام ليتفقد الأحوال. He went to the area of Ash-Sham to check the situation there. فوصل إلى مكان يقال له الجابية. He reached a place called Al-Jabiya. هناك خطب في الناس, تكلم في الناس. There he gave a speech. فقام خطيبا فحمد الله وأثنى عليه. He stood up and gave a speech. He started by praising Allah تبارك وتعالى. Then he said, ثم قال, من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. Then he said, the one whom Allah تبارك وتعالى makes him guided, no one can misguide him. And the one whom Allah تبارك وتعالى makes him misguided, no one can guide him. وكان عنده كافر من كفار العجم من أهل الذمة, واحد من الذين يستمعون ما كان مسلما, من الذين يدفعون الجزية, كان موجودا يستمع. In the among the crowd there was a person who was not a Muslim and was not an Arab. He was listening to what Umar was saying. فقال بلغته إن الله لا يضل أحدا. He said in his language, no, Allah does not make anyone misguided. That is, he did not agree with what Umar said. سيدنا عمر انتبه له. Our master Umar paid attention to him, to what he said. فقال للترجمان ماذا يقول. He addressed the translator. What does this man say? قال إنه يقول إن الله لا يضل أحدا. The translator told him, this man is saying that Allah did not make anyone misguided. فقال عمر كذبت يا عدو الله. Umar told him, you are lying, O you enemy of Allah. ولولا أنك من أهل الذمة لضربت عنقك. Hadn't you been among the people of Azimma? I would have cut off your head. هو أضلك, he is the one who made you misguided. وهو يدخلك النار إن شاء, and he will make you enter hellfire if he willed. يعني إذا شاء موتك على الكفر, which means if he willed that you die as a non-Muslim, as a blasphemer. فمعنى قول سيدنا عمر رضي الله عنه أن من شاء الله له الإيمان لا بد أن يكون مؤمنا, ومن شاء له الله أن يختم له على الضلالة لا بد أن يختم له على الضلالة. The statement of our master Umar means the one whom Allah willed for him to die as a Muslim, he is going to die as a Muslim. And the one whom Allah willed for him to be misguided and die as a blasphemer, he is going to die as a blasphemer. يعني هذا لا يتغير. It means this does not change. لأن مشيئة الله نافذة. Because whatever Allah willed to be, shall be. واحد كان مع النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام فكان في معركة في القتال يقاتل قتالا شديدا. A person was with the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام and during a battle he was fighting in a very strong way. نشيط جدا في القتال. He was very energetic. ويقاتل الأعداء هنا وهنا وهنا. And he was moving from one place to another fighting the enemies. فبعض الصحابة تكلم أمام النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام أعجبه قتاله مدحه. One companion mentioned things in front of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام praising the way this man was fighting. فقال النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام إنه في النار. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said he is among the people of hellfire. الصحابة نظروا الذين سمعوا هذا مضى وقت في المعركة وهو يقاتل قتالا شديدا وهم يتعجبون من كلام النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام. The companions who heard that, they saw this man fighting strongly and they were يعني not doubting that what the Prophet said, but they were surprised with that. واحد قال لا أتبعنه فأرى ماذا يفعل. One of them said, okay, I will follow him and I will see what is this man going to do. Why the Prophet said that? I will follow him. I will observe him. بعد مدة أصابته جراح. After a period of time, he got injured in the battle. فأخذ سلاحا كان معه فقتل نفسه. He took a weapon that he had and he killed himself. He suicided. That is. فرجع فأخبر النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام بما حصل. He went back to the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام and he told him, this is what happened. فقال النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام, إن أحدكم ليعمل بعمل أهل الجنة فيما يبدو للناس فيسبق عليه الكتاب فيعمل بعمل أهل النار فيدخل النار. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said then, one of you, one of the people, would do that the deeds of the people of paradise, his actions would be like the actions of the people of paradise in what appears to the people. Then at one moment, because Allah willed for him not to die on that situation, on a good situation, he would do a bad deed among the deeds of the people of hellfire, and he will enter hellfire. يعني كل شيء بقدر. In brief, everything that occurs, occurs according to the will of Allah تبارك وتعالى. وهذا الحديث رواه الإمام البخاري في صحيحه. This hadith is narrated by Imam al-Bukhari in his book الصحيح. نعم الله بيّن لنا أن من أطاعه حقيقة بالإخلاص واستقام في الطاعة بعد ذلك لا يتغير حاله فيصير من أهل النار. لكن نحن لا نعرف حقيقة ما في القلوب، نعرف ظواهر الأعمال، نرى ظواهر الأعمال، وقد يكون الظاهر يخالفه ما في الباطن، قد يكون في الباطن رياء، قد يكون في الباطن غير ذلك مما يفسد العمل ويجعله مما يجعل العمل غير مقبول عند الله، وإن كنا لا نعرف ذلك. Yes, it is mentioned in the religion that the one who does the good deeds and he is steadfast to that, he avoids sinning and he is steadfast to do the good deeds and he remains like that for a period of time, then later his situation does not change. Allah does not change his or her situation. But we don't know the reality. We don't know what's in the hearts of the people. One might do good deeds in what appears to the people, as it appears to the people, while in his heart there is something hidden that makes this deed not accepted by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And such person, his situation might change later. باختصار ما شاء الله كان وما لم يشأ لم يكن. In brief, whatever Allah willed to be shall be, and whatever Allah did not will to be shall not be. كما قال ربنا تبارك وتعالى ومن يهدي الله فما له من مضل. As Allah تبارك وتعالى said in the verse 37 of Surah Az-Zumar, وَمَنْ يَهْدِ اللَّهُ فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ مُضِلٍ. Whomever Allah makes him guided, no one can misguide him. وَكَمَا قَالَ رَبُّنَا تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى مَنْ يُضْلِلِ اللَّهُ فَلَا هَادِيَ لَهُ. And as Allah Ta'ala said in the verse 186 of Surah Al-A'raf, whomever Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala makes him misguided, no one can guide him. يعني من شاء الله له الاهتداء لا أحد يستطيع إضلاله ومن شاء له الله الضلال لا يستطيع أحد هدايته. Which means whomever Allah willed for him to be guided, no one can misguide him. And whomever Allah willed him to be misguided, no one can guide him. وروى الحافظ أبو نعيم عن ابن أخي الزهري عن عمه الزهري أن عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه كان يحب قصيدة لبيد بن ربيعة التي منها هذه الأبيات، وهي إن تقوى ربنا خير نفل، يعني إن تقوى ربنا الآن يفسرها، وبإذن الله ريثي وعجل أحمد الله فلا ند له، بيديه الخير ما شاء فعل، من هداه سبل الخير اهتدى، ناعم البال ومن شاء أضل. سيدنا عمر كان يحب هذه الأبيات لما فيها من الفوائد العظيمة. الحافظ أبو نعيم narrated from the nephew of Az-Zuhri, from Az-Zuhri, from Umar ibn al-Khattab رضي الله عنه, that from Az-Zuhri, that Umar ibn al-Khattab رضي الله عنه used to like verses of poetry that a man called, a companion called Labid ibn Rabi'a said. And he used to like these verses because they have great benefits. We will mention, inshallah, these verses and what do they mean. قال إن تقوى ربنا خير نفل، أي تقوى ربنا خير شيء يعطاه الإنسان، أفضل ما يعطاه الإنسان تقوى الله. This poet, هذا الرجل قائل هذه الأبيات، لبيد بن ربيعة، عاش شاعر مشهور كان في الجاهلية. He was a famous poet before he embraced Islam. عاش عمرا طويلا في الجاهلية. He lived for a long time before the revelation of the Prophet, before it was revealed to the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. ثم أسلم وعاش في الإسلام عمرا طويلا أيضا. Then he embraced Islam and he lived for a long period of time afterwards as a Muslim. بعدما أسلم كان لا يقول الشعر إلا نادرا. After he embraced Islam, he did not use to say poetry anymore, except very, very, very rarely. مرة قال بيتا. One time he said one verse of poetry. الحمد لله أن لم يأتني أجلي حتى اكتسيت من الإسلام سربالا. الحمد لله أنني ما مت حتى أسلمت. الحمد لله أنني أدركت الإسلام قبل أن أموت. One time he said one verse of poetry. I praise Allah, I thank Allah because I did not die until I embraced Islam. ومرة قال هذه الأبيات. Another time he said these verses. قال له بعض الناس لماذا لا تقول الشعر. Some people asked him, why don't you say poetry anymore? قال الله أبدلني منه القرآن. أنا الآن مشغول بقراءة القرآن، إيش أعمل بالشعر؟ He answered, because Allah تبارك وتعالى because Allah تعالى guided me to recite Al-Quran, to be interested in Al-Quran now, so that means what do I do saying poetry? I'm busy with studying Al-Quran and reciting it. فهذه الأبيات من هذا البيت. Among these verses منها هذه العبارة إن تقوى ربنا خير نفل. The first statement of these poetry, these verses, إن تقوى ربنا خير نفل. The best thing that one would get is piety. Piety is the best thing that one receives. لأن تقوى مع كونها كلمة خفيفة على اللسان في الميزان ثقيلة. This thing, although it's easy to say it, تقوى, but it has a very big effect in the balance of the hereafter. لأن معناها أداء الواجبات، أداء الواجبات واجتناب المحرمات. Because it means to do all the obligations and refrain from all the sins. من آتاه الله التقوى فهنيئا له. The one who is in this situation is very, very lucky person. وبإذن الله ريثي وعجل، يعني لا يبطئ مبطئ، الريث التريث الإبطاء، لا يبطئ مبطئ ولا يسرع مسرع إلا بمشيئة الله تبارك وتعالى. الذي يبطئ عن الخير يبطئ بمشيئة الله، والذي يبطئ عن الشر يبطئ بمشيئة الله، والذي يسرع إلى الخير يسرع بمشيئة الله، والذي يسرع إلى الشر يسرع بمشيئة الله. لا يبطئ مبطئ ولا يسرع مسرع إلا بمشيئة الله. Then he said, وبإذن الله ريثي وعجل, which means no one goes slowly or fast except by the will of Allah تبارك وتعالى. Anyone who does not rush to do good things, he does not rush to do that with the will of Allah. And anyone who rushes to do good things, he rushes to do that by the will of Allah. Anyone who rushes to do bad things, he rushes to do that with the will of Allah. And anyone who does not rush to do bad things, does not rush to do that by the will of Allah. So everything, if one rushes and if one does not rush, this occurs by the will of Allah. أحمد الله فلا ند له. معناه لا مثل له، لا ند له، لا مثل له. Then he said, أحمد الله فلا ند له. I praise Allah who does not have a similar. بيديه الخير ما شاء فعل. بيديه الخير معناه الخير ملك لله وبمشيئة الله تبارك وتعالى. يكون ما شاء فعل، ما شاء الله حصوله لا بد أن يحصل، ما شاء إبرازه من العدم إلى الوجود يبرزه من العدم إلى الوجود في الوقت الذي شاء إبرازه فيه. Then he continued to say, the good thing is under the will and the control of Allah تبارك وتعالى, who does whatever He willed. Whatever Allah willed to enter into existence, Allah brings it into existence at the time that He willed for it to exist. وهنا قال الشاعر بيديه الخير ولم يقل والشر، لكن المعنى أي والشر ولو لم يذكر، اكتفى بذكر الخير والمعنى الخير والشر. هذا في لغة العرب معروف، يقال له الاكتفاء. In this verse, this companion said that good things, doing good, is under the control of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. He did not mention the bad things, but he did not mention the evil. He mentioned only the good, but he meant and the evil. This is a way of speech well known among in the Arabic language. You mention one thing and you mean two things, because it is known. If one is mentioned, usually the other one is mentioned with it. So even if you do not say it, it is known that you meant it. كما في قول الله تعالى سرابيل تقيكم الحر، أي والبرد ولو لم يذكر البرد. As It is as in the verse of Al-Qur'an, سَوَابِيلَ تَقِيكُمُ الْحَرُ, which means clothes that protects you from the heat. It means and the cold, even if the cold is not mentioned. This is a way of speech. And here when he said the good, he meant also and the evil. فالله تبارك وتعالى يؤتي الخير من يشاء. يهدي إلى الخير من يشاء ويمنع الهداية عمن يشاء. الله تبارك وتعالى guides whomever he willed, makes whomever he willed guided, and prevents whomever he willed from being guided, according to his eternal knowledge and eternal will. ولا يكون هذا منه قبيحا, and this is not considered bad on the part of Allah تبارك وتعالى. لأن كل شيء ملك له, because everything is owned by Allah تبارك وتعالى. وهو يفعل في ملكه ما يشاء, and he does in his dominion whatever he wills. Whatever Allah will, Allah Ta'ala does it without him being doing anything wrong by that. Al-Khaliq la yuqasu ala al-makhluq. You cannot draw similarity between the creator and the creation and the creature. نحن إذا عصينا الله نكون, إذا فعلنا الشر, إذا عصينا الله نكون تصرفنا في ملك الله على خلاف أمره فيكون هذا قبيحا منا. نكون تصرفنا في ملك غيرنا على خلاف أمره. If we do bad things, we would be doing things that does not comply with the orders of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in what pertains to what Allah owns. We would be acting, I'll keep it Ula. So everything is owned by Allah. If we do something bad, we act, we would be managing things that we do not own without being that in compliance with the order of the true owner of these things. أما الله يملك كل شيء فيفعل في ملكه ما يشاء. As for Allah تبارك وتعالى, He owns everything, so He does whatever He wills in His in His property, in what He owns. ولا يكون هذا قبيحا, and this is not considered bad. It wouldn't be bad on his part. ولا يكون ظلما, and it wouldn't be injustice. أليس الله تبارك وتعالى يؤلم البهائم؟ Isn't it the case that Allah creates pain into the animals? Bala, for sure, He does. وَالْبَهَائِمْ مَا أَذْنَبَتْ ذَنْبًا قَطْ. And these animals never committed a sin. وَلَا يَكُونُ هَذَا ظُلْمًا مِنَ اللَّهِ. And this wouldn't be considered injustice on the part of Allah Ta'ala. لأن هذه البهائم ملك له, because these animals are owned by Allah تبارك وتعالى. وهو يفعل في ملكه ما يشاء. And he does whatever he wills in his property. الظلم تعريفه مخالفة. وهكذا نحن and likewise ourselves. من أحسن منا يحسن بمشيئة الله. The one who does good things among us would do these good things by the will of Allah. وَمَنْ أَسَاءُ يُسِيءُ بِمَشِيئَةِ اللَّهِ. And the one who does the bad things, he does bad things with the will of Allah تبارك وتعالى. بمشيئتنا نحن نفعل الخير والشر لا شك. We do good things and bad things with our wills, intentionally, of course. لكن مشيئتنا تحت مشيئة الله. But our will is under the will of Allah تبارك وتعالى. فلا نشاء إلا ما شاء لنا. We do not will except what Allah willed for us to will. ولا نفعل إلا ما شاء لنا. We do not do except what Allah willed for us to do. ولا نترك إلا ما شاء لنا. And we do not leave out doing anything except what Allah willed for us to leave out doing it. ومع هذا الله تعالى يعاقب من شاء ممن يعصيه على معاصيه. And despite that, Allah تبارك وتعالى tortures whomever He willed for his sinning. ولا يكون هذا ظلما منه. And this wouldn't be considered injustice on the part of Allah. لأن الظلم مخالفة أمر ونهي من له الأمر والنهي. Because injustice is to disobey the one who deserves to be obeyed. والله ليس له آمر ولا ناهي. And there is no one that orders Allah تبارك وتعالى. فمهما فعل سبحانه لا يكون ظالما فيه. So whatever Allah does, He would not be unjust in doing that. لا نقاس نحن العبيد المملوكون لا يقاس الخالق علينا. It is not valid to compare the Creator to us, the created slaves. It is not valid to do that. على هذا أصل من أصول الإيمان. This is a foundation among the foundations of the belief. من لم يحصل هذا الأصل فليس بمسلم. Whomever does not have this belief, whomever has a conviction that contradicts this foundation would not be considered a Muslim. لا يثبت قدم في الإسلام إلا على ظهر التسليم والاستسلام. No one would be considered a Muslim if one does not believe that everything occurs by the will of Allah تبارك وتعالى. And whatever he does, he or she does, this is under the control of Allah تبارك وتعالى. هذا ما عليه المسلمون سلفا وخلفا. This is what all the Muslims believe from the time of the Prophet up till nowadays. من أيام النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام إلى أيامنا. وهذا ما قاله لبيد رضي الله عنه. ما شاء فعل. And this is what لبيد said. Whatever Allah willed to exist, Allah تبارك وتعالى brings it into existence. ثم قال من هداه سبل الخير اهتدى أي من شاء له أن يكون على الطريق على الصراط الصحيح على الطريق المستقيم يكون. Then he continued to say, whomever Allah willed for him to be guided on the correct path, he will be like that. That is, he will follow the correct path. ناعم البال أي مطمئن البال. من شاء الله له أن يكون على الاستقامة يكون على الاستقامة مطمئن البال. So he continued to say ناعم البال, that is, he would be مطمئن. While he will be like that, while he will have peace of mind pertaining this issue. ومن شاء أضل يعني من شاء الله له أن يكون ضالا يضله يخلق فيه الضلال. And whomever Allah willed for him to be misguided, Allah makes him misguided. Allah creates misguidance in his heart. لأجل ما في هذه الأبيات من التوحيد الخالص, سيدنا عمر رضي الله عنه كان يعجب بها. Because these verses have this, the explanation of this foundation among the foundations of the religion, our master Umar used to like these verses of poetry. لأن هذه الأبيات فيها توحيد الله في الفعل, فيها اعتقاد أن الله تعالى ليس له شريك في التخليق, وأن الله ليس له ند وليس له منازع, ففيها توحيد خالص. لذلك كان سيدنا عمر يعجب بها. The meaning, these verses mean that Allah تبارك وتعالى does not have anyone similar to him. It means that no one can no one can resist Allah تبارك وتعالى or struggle with Allah تبارك وتعالى. No one is equal to Allah, and Allah does not have any partner with him in creating anything. أن كل شيء تحت مشيئة الله تبارك وتعالى, that everything goes according to the will of Allah تبارك وتعالى. وأن الله هو المسيطر على كل شيء, and that Allah تبارك وتعالى is the one that controls everything. لذلك كان يعجب بها سيدنا عمر. This is why our master Umar used to like these verses of poetry. بعض الناس يقول كيف شاء الله لي الضلالة ويعذبني. Some people might say, how would Allah will for me to be misguided then to torture me. يقال له أنت ملك لله والله يفعل في ملكه ما يشاء. Such person would be told, you are owned by Allah and Allah does in his dominion whatever he willed. يقال له الله ليس له آمن ولا ناهي. He would be told, Allah تبارك, there is no one that orders Allah to do something or to leave out doing something. Allah is not subject to orders. يقال له إن منعك شيئا فهو لك إن حجب عنك شيئا هو أنت تملكه يكون ظلمك أما وإلا فهو يفعل في ملكه ما يشاء. He would be told, if Allah prevents you from anything that you own, then Allah would be doing injustice towards you. Otherwise, Allah does whatever He wills in His property. مرة واحد من علماء أهل السنة دخل على إلى مجلس فيه إنسان ضال معتزلي. Once one of the scholars of Ahl al-Sunnah entered a session, a place where there was one among the Mu'tazila in that session, in that place. فقال المعتزلي سبحان من تنزه عن الفحشاء. يقصد الله ما شاء حصول الشر. أنت إذا قلت الله حصول الشر فقد نسبت العيب إلى الله. هكذا يقصد. So this Mu'tazili said, Allah is the one clear of bad things. He meant by that, Allah did not will for bad things to occur, for bad deeds to occur from the people. And if you say that Allah willed that, you are attributing to Allah bad attributes. This is his intention when he said that. هذا العالم السني فهم مراده فقال سبحان من لا يحصل في ملكه إلا ما يشاء. The Sunni scholar immediately understood what that person meant. So he said, Allah is the one who is clear from the occurrence of anything in his property against his will. فقال أرأيت إن منعني الهدى وقضى علي بالردى أحسن إلي أم أساء. هذا المعتزلي قال أرأيت لو شاء الله لي الضلالة ثم عذبني بعد ذلك قضى علي بأن أكون من أهل العذاب يكون أحسن إلي أم أساء. This معتزلي addressed then this Sunni scholar. He said, if Allah did not willed for me to be misguided and willed for me to be tortured, would He be doing good thing or a bad thing? That is towards me. Would he be doing a good thing or a bad thing? قال له السني إن منعك ما هو لك فقد أساء وإلا فهو يفعل في ملكه ما يشاء. The Sunni scholar told him, if he prevents you from something that you own, then he would be doing bad thing towards you. Otherwise, he does in his property whatever he wills. فسكت ذاك المعتزلي انقطع. So that معتزلي got silent. He didn't say anything after that. معناه الله يفعل ما يشاء لا يجب عليه شيء. Which means nothing is an obligation upon Allah تبارك وتعالى. نحن يجب علينا أشياء لأننا مخلوقون. We are the ones that are subject to orders. There are things that are obligations upon us. أما الله لا يجب عليه شيء. As for Allah, nothing is an obligation upon Allah تبارك وتعالى. من لم يفهم هذا الأمر على وجهه واعتقد خلافه فهو لم يعرف الإيمان. The one who does not understand this thing properly, this issue properly, and he believes, he holds a belief that contradicts what we mentioned, such a person would not be a believer. Such a person does not have the proper knowledge about the belief in Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. طيب نقف هنا. Let us stop here for now. والله أعلم. Allah knows best. إذا كان أحد له سؤال فليتفضل. He was either a hypocrite or he deserves or he was an enormous sinner. Allahu A'lam. أي واحد؟ الحمد لله. قال لبيد الحمد لله أن لم يأتني أجلي. هذا الشطو الأول. الشطو الثاني: حتى اكتسيت من الإسلام سربالا. يعني شبه الإسلام بالثوب الذي اكتسى به. وبكم أحيانا تأتي بمعنى المشيئة. صدقت. وبك لكان هذا عدلا منه. نعم. لما كان هذا ظلما منه سبحانه. نعم. لما كان هذا ظلما منه تصح. هذه عبارة أهل السنة قالوها. على العاصي ما فيه كلام. وفيكم Allahu A'lam about the real situation of that person. Was he a hypocrite who claimed to be a Muslim while really he hated al-Islam, or he was an enormous sinner and because of that? Allahu A'lam. I have no further knowledge about the situation. Yeah, what, suiciding is an enormous sin. And if one does it in objection to Allah, it becomes blasphemy. Wafiq. طيب ما شاء الله. تفضل جعفر. وعليكم السلام. وما لم يشأ لم يكن. وما لم يشأ لم يكن. وفيك. One feels sorry for those who die as blasphemers? Yeah, if this means that he... What does that mean? If this does not mean to object to Allah or to have any feeling which we are prohibited from, then you know better than me about the English language. Yeah. So according to the meaning of the term feels sorry, the answer would be, I don't know exactly what it means. You know better than me the English language, and you can't judge it according to that. So someone said here, the question is, if someone might say, if Allah willed to guide whomever He willed, and that person will do then the good deeds, someone might say, why does the person need to avoid sinning? If Allah willed for him to be guided, he will avoid sinning. Isn't it the case? So, if the question was, why do we put endeavor? The answer is, we don't know about our end and our situation in the future. And so we are ordered to do good and avoid bad. Who among us will follow the orders of Allah? The one whom Allah willed for him to do that. And the one whom Allah willed for him to do that will do it. MashaAllah. Some people in the past, if you look at them, if you think about what they did, not just the past, nowadays, and if you think about what Sheikh Abdullah used to do, etc., you would say, whatever Allah willed to be, shall be. Allah made it easier for them to do what they did. And you hope that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala would make it easier for you also to do the good deeds. And you put effort, as you say, as they say. The one who stays all the time next to the door, soon he will be in. Because whenever the door opens, he would be there to enter. But the one who doesn't stay all the time next to the door, one time he's there, one time he's away, one time he's there, one time he's away, the door might open many times and he's not there to enter. Then when he comes back, the door is closed. Then again, he would wait. But some people, they understood very well this issue. They stayed next to the door. Then the door opened. When it opened, they went in. And once they are in, they are safe. This is how we should think about this matter, not otherwise. One of as-salaf, the people who, among the followers of the companions, every little while he would give some money in charity every little while. Now, if he doesn't have money, he would pray two rak'ahs. Then after a little while, he would think about giving some money in charity. If he wouldn't have, he would pray two rak'ahs. And so on. All the time he is even either giving money in charity or praying. Every little while. Allah willed for him to be like that. Allah made it easy for him. He could do it. And likewise other things. But these people, they put effort. We should put effort. As the Prophet said, اِعْمَلُوا فَكُلُّ مُيَسَّرٌ لِمَا خُلِقَ لَهُ. The Prophet told us, put endeavor and know that everyone will reach what Allah willed for him or her to reach. So we are ordered to put endeavor. But in reality, nothing is going to happen except what Allah willed for it to happen. Allah yassir lana al-khayrat. Faddal Abu Sawiya. Abu Sawiya. Wafiq. هو ببعض الروايات فيما يبدو للناس إيه وإلا لو عمل بعمل أهل الجنة سابر على ذلك وكان حقيقة عمله مقبولا لا يتبدل حاله بعد ذلك وفيك قل اللهم قل اللهم ها رقق اللام قل اللهم
كيف تقول بسم الله
قل اللهم اي احسن نعم معناه اللهم يا رب انت بيدك الملك انت الذي تملك كل شيء تملك الملوك يعني المالكين وما يملكون أنت تؤتي من تشاء ملك ما تشاء وتمنع من تشاء من ذلك هذا معناه كما هو يعني الذي يملك شيئا لا يملكه إلا بمشيئة الله الذي يسيطر على شيء لا يكون له سيطرة إلا بمشيئة الله ومن شاء الله ينزع منه ذلك الملك فرعون كان في ملك عظيم ثم نزعه الله منه هو أعطاه وهو نزع منه هذا معناه نهلل